different look for a different position. Looks like you trimmed down a little bit.
With the facial hair? Yeah, it's the off season, so we got to start growing this here in a little bit. So try to hopefully let my wife see my face for a little bit here in the off season. So, all right, how we doing?
When you take this job, you're going to be mentioned a lot more on radio and TV and print than you ever were before. You ready for that? You'll always be under the gun.
None of that stuff really concerns me. All I'm trying to do is come out here and do my job, whatever that job is, do it to the best of my abilities and try to do everything we can to get it better.
When did Bill let you know that you were taking over defensive duties?
Job titles aside, we're just, we all have kind of a job to do on the defense, and, everything's always ever changing, and we're just trying to get everything done that we can to facilitate this part of the season.
Was there a specific date that he sort of,
It's just kind of our jobs and our responsibilities on defense, they are what they are. It's not really anything about titles. It's just everyone just trying to do their job. It doesn't really have anything to do with that.
Direct deposit was just a little bigger 1 month.
just kind of jobs being jobs.
Can you talk about Bill a little bit as a mentor defensively? I mean, I know he's been working with him for a while.
Personally as Bill as a coach that I've obviously been around for a long time, I mean, I can't really even begin to speak on it, what he means to me and just what he's, helped me learn football in general. I mean, regardless of everything else, just like every place I've been, there's coaches that you try to learn from and like in any profession, make yourself better. And obviously, Coach Belichick's a great example for anyone to be able to follow and study from and learn and try to just do the best of my ability to take all that information in, along with a lot of the great coaches we have. I mean, obviously, Pepper Johnson, who I work with every day, and who I've been around with the most and just trying to learn as much as I can. I mean, I think that's what anyone does in any job. So
this was a defensive-heavy draft, and today will be the first chance for you guys to work with some of these guys, especially the guys in the first couple rounds. What are your thoughts in general on the approach in the draft, and are you eager to start working with these guys?
Definitely eager to get going and just get back to work and get out on the field. I mean, that's why we coach. That's why we love what we do, and be able to get outside with your players is what you're really looking for. So definitely excited to just get back, get to work with these guys and just, try to get better every time we get out there.
What do you see in Donta and Chandler that, really do you think fits well into the system, or you think that,
I think we'll find out. We always try to make sure we get guys that fit into the program of the ideal guys that we're looking for, and hopefully they can, get on our program as quick as possible. I think that's what we're really trying to do, and we'll see how they do.
Both those guys. Been the primary play caller for the last couple of years, so is it gratifying that you've shown Bill enough that he is, he wanted to give you that title? It's the first time in 3 or 4 years, I think, that somebody's held the defensive coordinator title formally.
The titles are not really the important thing. I think it's just about, all of us as a staff, defensively, we all actually, we all work together. We all have a job to do. We all have input, and we just really collectively combine to do what we do every week and put a good product out on the field, and that's really what we do. It doesn't have anything to do with any titles or anything.
With some of the free agent signings and some of the draft picks, it seems like versatility is a strength of some of those guys. Is that becoming more important with the amount of time in the sub defense and the things you need to do on defense the last couple of years?
I think just in general as a football player, I think the more you can do will obviously give you the best opportunity to get out on the field, and I think that's what hopefully they're all striving to do, and hopefully they can do and learn as much as possible. So, yep.
You're not a big title guy, but now that you have it, you're going to be sort of involved with all the position groups more so maybe than the years past. Can you just talk about how to focus in on a given position group on a different day and just what your approach would be to how you sort of spread yourself around?
I think for myself, it'll be, very similar to the way that we operate and have been operating around here for, a while. I don't really see anything changing. I mean, obviously, it's just we're going to go out and try to coach the defense up with all the coaches that, are out there, and try to get those guys out on the field to perform the best of their ability.
Along those lines, did you learn anything or pick up anything working with the back end last year a little bit more?
I think just in general, the more you can move around as a coach and the different positions you can be around, whether it's offense, defense, back end, linebackers, whatever that is, certainly, you're going to educate yourself as a coach and try to learn as much as possible, and that's what you're trying to do, definitely.
it's just a couple of days, and I know we're in helmets and stuff, you know, t-shirts and shorts, but what can you try to accomplish this weekend with the guys you have in the field?
I think, like I said before, I think the biggest thing is just try to get them indoctrinated into what we do, and you know, get them on our kind of our schedule and our plan, and you know, like I said, just get the first opportunity to get out there, get a chance to work with them, and see what they can do.
As a coordinator, talking to us is kind of part of the gig. Like it, not like it, don't care.
I think if I remember correctly, my first year here, you and I talked all the time too. So, hey, I mean, you know, obviously, nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. I don't mind talking to anybody, but you know, we're just obviously very specific here as far as what we're interested and focused on, and that's really just moving forward, looking at, you know, what we can do to improve on and just make everybody better. So
do you get a Bill Belichick playbook for that? I know he has a football playbook that's pretty impressive. Is there a dealing with the media playbook?
I think just in general, you're just trying to make sure that the focus and the point of what we're trying to do is consistent.
When you have all these rookies coming in first time, how difficult is it to get them to forget what they did in college and to concentrate on what you guys are trying to get?
Sure, good question. I mean, that's a real good question there. I mean, that's the goal, is to try to get that done as fast as possible. And it all obviously varies each individual case. You can't really lock it down to any singular formula. But I think, you know, the quicker you can do that and get guys indoctrinated into your program, like I said, then the better off you're going to be.
Does Dante have any kind of an advantage there from the Saban system and the Bama defense?
I don't know if anyone really has an advantage or not. I mean, it's really, like the question was asked before, it's just how quickly you adapt and get on board. So that's really up to the individual, and we've certainly had guys from many different programs that, you know, have been able to do that. So.
Sorry if this has already been asked, but where do you see Chandler Jones playing more in the 3-4 defense, defensive end or outside linebacker?
I think Chandler Jones is just going to try to concentrate on hopefully learning our defense and trying to do the best thing he can to hopefully get on the field and do whatever it is that's asked of him. So he's got a lot to learn, and that's where we're starting from square one.
Different offseason in terms of the amount of time you have with the players, the time frame, the schedule, and in a new role. Can you talk about the staff's approach, though, to getting the defensive guys, you know, on the same page, with a little bit less time together?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, I think every offseason is really just slightly different, and it's kind of basically how you adapt to the parameters that are set in front of you. So we've tried to do everything, you know, obviously within what we're allowed to do to make sure we can spend time with the guys when we can and get them going. So you just got to kind of change your plan every phase that you go through there. So
is there a unique, because some of the guys who were rookies 2 years ago didn't have this last year, have. So are guys like that? I mean, is this a different offseason for them than it would normally be going into their third year?
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, the guys that were rookies that missed out on that last year, you know, certainly then this is kind of all new for them. So, you know, they're just in like, but it's new really for everybody with the parameters that have been set aside. So everyone's just in, they're working hard. Can't say enough about how hard our guys are working right now. And just, you know, we're focused on the future and trying to get better. So it's been good.
Matt, can you just talk about your background? How does somebody go from RPI to NFL?
Good question. A lot of luck. Just very, obviously very blessed to have the opportunities that I've had. You know, played football at RPI, coached a year at RPI, was doing engineering, you know, right after school, and just obviously I have a very large passion and love for this game. So just at that point decided I wanted to change career paths and pursue coaching, and have just been obviously, like I said, blessed to be around a bunch of great people to help me kind of further myself. So really very lucky.
Is there any relationship between engineering and the NFL?
Well, you know what? I think just in general, I'll say this about engineering. I think one of the things that, like, school for me and what I learned in college was just basically how to work hard, how to study, how to learn, how to problem solve. And I think really there's probably numerous jobs out there that's really kind of the key point. You'll be successful if you can do those things. So that's kind of what I just try to do. I try to make sure I can come in and make sure my key card works every day I get into the building. So that's all my only focus.
It's a big year for Jermaine Cunningham. He's kind of been hurt and, I guess, maybe a disappointment at this point.
You know, I think Jermaine's kind of out there with everybody else. I think every year is a new year, and we're just going to go out there and get better, and we're just focused on moving forward. So I don't think anything in the past really matters right now, and hopefully we'll just continue to get better, and he'll continue to get better like everybody else.
talking to you about the rookies. Excited to get started with these new guys with your top picks?
Yeah, definitely. You know, just excited to be out there and get ready to go and get to work, you know, and be out there with all these guys and see what they can do. And just kind of, like I said, excited just to get outside and get on the grass. And
how much of an influence do you have in the draft because of all the defensive draft picks?
You know, Coach Belichick obviously has a great draft strategy and a plan that, you know, he does for the draft process. I mean, we're just here to help whatever capacity that we're asked to do.
Did you suggest at all trading up for Chandler Jones or Dante
Hightower? I'm just asked to take a look at guys, and if they even need my opinion on anything, then I'll offer it. But other than that stuff, I mean, it's really, no, I don't get involved in any of that.
All right, thank you.
I mean, beyond the rookies, I mean, you've got some defensive free agents as well. So, I mean,
yeah.
Those guys don't come until a little later. Again, is it a matter of same offseason? You know, you've talked about it changes every year.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, our roster changes every year. That's just part of the game. That's part of football right now. So the new guys, whether they're veterans or rookies or whatever the case may be, I think everyone's at the same spot. Everyone's just trying to come in and work hard, get better, learn the system, get on our program, and go from there. So.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.